Okay, good morning, everybody, in the good air of Shabbos. So Shishi of Ekev begins with the beautiful and classical formulation of Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Del Reish Osa, Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Me Reishis HaShana Ve'ad Acharis Shana, and the comparison, really the contrast, I should say, between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim, which is Vishkisa V'Raglecha Kegan Ayarak, right? Loch Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael is different. Limtar Shemayim Tishtemayim, which is the Smichos HaParshios to, of course, the second parsha of Kriya Shema Vayayim Shema Tishmo Tzvosai, which, of course, primarily deals with the notion of Schar Va'onesh, of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, as Chazal referred to it. And the instrument that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use for Schar Va'onesh is, of course, Geshem, is Matar, V'natati Gishmeichem Bi'itam, or, unfortunately, V'charaf Hashem Bachem V'atzaris HaShemayim Velo Yihye Matar. So that's the Smichos HaParshios between the opening of the Aliyah of Lo Cheretz Mitzrayim Hi, Limtar Shemayim Tishtemayim, and the second Parsha of Kriyat Shema. So I just want to focus in on the first Pasuk. Vayayim Shemot Yishmot Tosai Asher Anochi Mitzavah Eschem Hayom Li Ahava As Hashem Lokechem Ula Avdo B'chol Bavchem V'chol Nafshechem. The Ramban points out in his Perish Al HaTorah here that this section of the Chumash is dealing with a very important idea, that this is talking about, as Chazal say, the first parsha of Kriyat Shema is Liyachid, and this is for the Tzibur. This is talking about the Maisa Rov Ha'am, that these things are only going to happen not at the individual level. The individual level, we don't have Nisim, unless you're talking about a Tzadik Gamor or a Rasha Gamor. The Benonim, the Ramban says, L'shitaso Breshas Yerches Yetes Ki Yedativ, Benonim, just, it's, the Derech HaTeva, which basically determines what will happen. But when it comes to, Maisa Rov Ha'am, so then we have the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, and if the Jewish people are doing the mitzvos, Mitoch Av, Ali Avas, Hashem Lokechem Lo'avdo, B'chol Vavchem V'chol Navshechem, he refers to it as Ahava Shlema, then the rest of what follows, is possible. And of course, if they do the opposite, Pani Yiftele V'chem V'sartem V'atem Elohim Acherim Yishtach V'isem Lahem, you go in the Derech of Avodah Zarah, so then of course there will be an Os Lira'ah. This expression, Ula Avdo B'chol Vavchem, of course, is the basis of the Gemara Masech Tatainis, Daf Bezim and Aleph, of the Rambam Shita, also the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Avatim Beis Hashem Elokeichem V'yirachas Lach M'chaves Mimecha V'asirosi Machala Mikirbecha, of the Mitzvah Tfila Daraisa B'chol Yom. The Ramban disagrees, he doesn't think there's a Chi of Daraisa Tfila B'chol Yom. Reb Chaim thinks, if you look at his famous piece in Kavan and Tfila for the Rambam, Hilchos Tfila Dalet Aleph, he says that the Ramban agrees that it's a Kiyum Daraisa to daven every single day, even if it isn't a Chi of Daraisa. So the question is, what does the Ramban do with the pasuk of Ula Avdo B'chol Avchem V'chol Navshchem? So I just alluded to it because it's hinted at in his Perish Al Torah. It talks about Avot Amitoch Ahava Shlema. So the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, who thinks that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day, at least once a day. Obviously, Midi Rabbanan, we have the entire mapping out of Tfila, Erev Oker, V'tzarayim, Asicha, V'emma, V'yishma, Koli. So the Ramban says it's a referendum on the manner and the intensity of one's Avodas Hashem, Lo Al Tzada Safek, L'shitaso, in so many different places. We discussed last week, right, that we shouldn't have any doubts whatsoever. That was also in the context of the Ramban's, Hisham L'chal Shmor Nafshecha Mo'od, Pentishkach HaSetvar Mashero Einecha. If we forget Maimad Har Sinai, we're likely to do the mitzvah Sal Tzad HaSafik. So again, the Ramban says, that's what Ula Avdo B'chol Avchem is really all about. It's about the intensity of one's Avodas Hashem. What he says here in the Perish HaTorah, Mitoch Ahava Shlema. So in any event, the Ramban says, that's why, this is a point that people often miss, it's not just the Pasuk, it's not just that that pasuk exists, but the Ramban, is motivated to contemplate the possibility of tefila midaraisa be'ez tzara, because if you really believe, lo al tzara safik, lo avdo b'chol vavchem, b'chol nafshchem, person really believes, and they find themselves in the ez tzara, it's hard to imagine how a person wouldn't daven. Daven, that means that there's something, wrong in a much more holistic way. So, for the Ramban, it's very fascinating. Tefillah really relates profoundly to the status, or I should say, the quality of one's Avodas Hashem. If one has achieved level of Ula Avdo, B'chol Avchem will be very natural, intuitive, I would say, for a person to daven Be'ez Tzara. And that, even though, of course, the Rambam and the Ramban are having a profound disagreement as to whether there's a chiyuv daraisa or tefillah b'chol yom, they agree about something, I think, even more important, which is that there's an interrelationship between tefillah and avodas Hashem. So for the Ramban, if you're at the madrega of avodah b'chol avchem, so it'll be very natural and intuitive for you to daven be'es tzara. For the Rambam, there's another kind of a relationship. Right? The Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Hey, he admits that he really shouldn't have counted, so to speak, the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, because it's a mitzvah hakolelas, ayin sham b'shorish arevi. Yet at the same time, right, the Rambam's point of view, which is, I think, such a beautiful point of view, is that yesh bo yichud, right? It's the yichud of tefillah and the yichud of Talmud Torah. We're not going to deal with Talmud Torah right now, but that tefillah has the capacity to catalyze all of one's avodas Hashem. That's why it could be a mitzvah yichudus and a mitzvah kolelas. And meidach gisa, that tefillah has to be reflective of one's entire avodas Hashem. So just, you know, to give an example of that, you know, gam ki tarbu tefillah neni shameya yadechem damim alayu, that if your hands are filled with blood, right, you're not going to be able, you know, to have your tefillos accepted. And again, meidach, you know, this is the Gemara in, you know, Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, where Rav Papa says to Abai, you know, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to our tefillos relative to the generation of Rav Yehuda? And, you know, Abai responds, because generation of Rav Yehuda, even though we learn more than they do, they learned only Nezikin, we learn Shisha Sidre Mishnah, but they were Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. So again, you know, here you see the integration. Tefillah becomes much more efficacious in the context of a total relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Gemara is trying to point out. And tefillah has to be calibrated relative to a person's entire avodas Hashem. That's why you could have, you know, one of the Ramban's rayas that tefillah is the Rabban, is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph about Rav Yehuda, that he was davening every 30 days, so Taraso Umnuso, so that, you know, naturally impacts how often he should daven. So tefillah is very much, you know, a catalyst for avodas Hashem on the one hand, and meidach gisa, a reflection of the status of one's avodas Hashem, both in terms of its efficacy, gam ki tarbu tefillah neni shameya, in terms of its frequency. Rav Yehuda is a very good, you know, example of that. You know, so the Rambam thinks that there's a deep relationship between tefillah and one's entire avodas Hashem, just like the Ramban agreed that, you know, if you really are lo'avdo b'chol avcha mitoch ava shlema shalo al tzad asafek, would be completely intuitive for a person to daven be'es tzara.